Well, hello, John. How are you today? Thanks for coming on for doing this today.
What's up, Metalhead Marv?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Good.
So first off, I just want to say I seen you last year in Toronto opening up for Wasp, and you put on one hell of a show. That's all I can say. You sound amazing. Just curious, how do you keep your voice in such good shape?
Well, drink less, eat better, stay away from any kind of extracurricular activities. That's been a long time, actually. Try to get a sleep, sing a lot. It's a muscle, so you gotta, use it all the time, otherwise it'll atrophy. It's going on the road now is not like it was when, Armored Saint was touring in 1985. And not that I was irresponsible then, but you're not 22 years old, you're 62 years old. So it's a challenge. But I look at a lot of my peers and people who are like still going, who are much older than me, guys like Halford, Mick Jagger, Bruce Dickinson. I don't know if he's much older than me, but Biff, these guys still sound amazing themselves. So that's my inspiration.
Well, good. Awesome. So I see you have some upcoming dates with Category 7, and you're also doing some the Anthrax classics or songs. Can you tell us
That's
what
true.
songs are you expected to be playing on the shows?
Well, I don't want to reveal the set list yet.
Exactly.
There's the obvious songs that I need to play from every record. The ones that were videos, and if you want to call them hits, you could. I also want to dig a little deeper than that and play some songs that were, maybe not played as often on those records or not even on that tour whatsoever. Some of my personal favorites. I've also been listening to some of the fans and some of their suggestions and requests. So I'm going to take that all into consideration with the same mindset that I don't want to inundate the guys in C7 who are my backup band too much, because it's like, hey, here's 30 songs, go learn them. It's a
Exactly.
lot. So I'm trying to be reasonable with that. But it's really going to be exciting.
It's three shows, correct? You're playing three different
It
venues.
is three for now, yes. So,
Okay. So is you any future plans of doing any more besides the three, or
we'll see.
you see
We'll
how it
see.
goes?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. If it's great and if there's enthusiasm, and which so far there's been a lot, and
I'm sure there will be a ton of it.
I just I don't want to get ahead of myself right now. I just want to concentrate on these three shows, and then we'll see where it goes. But it'd be cool to go to Europe, of course, and I'd love to play a couple of dates in Canada, maybe even
I'm good
South
for
America.
that.
Yeah, there's places to play. A lot of territories I played with Anthrax when I was in the band on those records, so it'd be cool to maybe play some of those places.
So, what made you decide, after all these years, to come back and to play these classics? What motivated you, or what?
Yeah, I've been talking about it for a long time, and I was getting tired of hearing myself talk about it, quite honestly. So, my agent, Dan DeVita, who's kind of been very helpful and pretty much the motivating factor behind making this happen, and he's like, dude, let's just do it. Let's stop talking about it. Let's just book a couple shows and see what happens. So we actually were going to do some dates in Europe, actually, this past summer. Some festivals and some other couple of headlining shows, but it didn't come to pass for whatever reasons, not really relevant. But it was a little disappointing because there were some really cool shows. But it's I didn't want to just kind of put it in the on the back burner again. I said, let's do something. Armored Saint's been recording a record. We're actually in the mixing mode right now, and it's going to come out
Oh,
in
nice.
April. And so there's some time available in like December. It's a little tough month. It's cold, and you get close to the holidays, so it's not really the greatest time to play shows, especially the closer it gets to Christmas and stuff. But promoters, they seem to not be concerned with that, and So I was like, let's do it. Let's do three shows, in three different parts of the country and see what we get. And so that was the mindset. So it was, I'm not getting any younger. Singing these songs is not some easy task by any means. So I figured let's go with it.
Nice. So I know you're not probably not going to tell me, but are you expecting any surprise guests that are coming to the shows?
Well, I'd
Former
like to
band
have some.
members or.
Well, I don't. I'm keeping the door open for anybody who wants to. As I've said before, it's up to them how much or how little they would like to participate. They're their songs. These are the, Charlie, Frankie, Scott's tunes that they help write and record and tour on and do interviews for. So they're part of those songs. Obviously, they're Anthrax. So.
Right.
But they don't, there's no obligation. If they want to play a song, if they're at a show and they want to play five songs, or no songs, it's really entirely up to them. And I'm doing this because I wanted to do it, and it's about my voice and singing these tunes, really. So, but the door is open or not open. It's really up to them. I'd like to actually get some other people to maybe come out and play a couple of little songs, maybe a little piece here, a little something there. I have a few ideas for that as well that I'm open-minded to as well. So I wanted to feel celebratory in regards to these songs and those records and make it feel like a little bit of a party and not necessarily like some other band that's rivaling. It's not my mindset whatsoever. I want it to just feel like we're just honoring those tunes and those records.
And so us fans really appreciate you doing this. I mean, this is
Well, it's of course the fans, number one.
for sure. So what's next for Category 7? I know you do, guys did your debut album, was it last year that you did it? And
Yeah.
what are the future plans for the band?
Well, I think it would be cool to make another record one day. So it's not like, hey, that was just a one-off thing, because it was a great record and a lot of great responses to it. So I just, like I said, we've just been writing and recording an Armored Saint record. So from the standpoint of creativity, I need a little bit of a break to begin working on anything for the most part, because it's my mind is just has a lot of lyrics and melodies, and I put all my heart and soul into the Saint record. And so it's, last thing I want to do is get into the mode of writing songs again. I'm just not ready, quite frankly. But I think the idea of making another record eventually was a good idea. So it just doesn't seem like it was a one-off kind of thing. And I think the record will always be kind of revered because it got great reviews, like I said. But it'd be cooler if it was, it was followed up by another record. And I know some of those guys are excited to write tunes, and I told them to do it, start writing some music. Just not really ready to jump in and start writing lyrics and coming up with vocal ideas quite yet. So, but one day.
Monday, there's going to be another album, hopefully. So what is the most that you like about being in a band? What is it, the touring, meeting fans, going to different cities? What is it that?
Yeah, I'd say all the above, really. I always say that being in a heavy metal band was my college education, because I got to travel the world and see all these different cultures and meet different people. And there's nothing like traveling, really. It's pretty eye-opening. So I love that part of it. Obviously, making music is really, really cool and rewarding and a lot of fun. Performing as well. There's some sides that are a little bit more challenging, like just road life and being away from my family by all means. But you try to kind of make it all work and be happy and enjoy it and just rock with it. And so that's kind of the mindset it's been for all these years. And I love making music, so I'm very fortunate that I can do that and make a living to some degree on it.
So
Yeah.
who inspired you to make music? Did you have idols growing up that you looked
Oh yeah, I mean Armored Saint guys and myself, we kind of grew up together, so we discovered a lot of music together. And I spent countless hours in my garage at my parents' house, listening to music, listening to albums, singing to albums, just hanging out and having a good time and discovering music and figuring out life. And so it was really an awesome upbringing from that standpoint. And I try to emulate my heroes, Phil Mogg, Phil Lynott, Rob Halford, Bon Scott, different styles of music as well, some pop stuff, singing Elton John and R&B tunes from Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye and Earth, Wind and Fire, just anything that would help kind of bring out my own identity as a singer and listen to lots of different music and just get
Right.
inspired. So that was always my inspiration. Obviously, bands like Rush and you name it, just anything that was just kind of making you think and making you excited about music and all the different styles and stuff. So it was a good time to grow up in the early 80s and late 70s in Los Angeles and discovering music and hanging out with friends and just having fun. So
That would
I
have been awesome, the 80s in Los Angeles and all those
it was a great time.
crazy time.
It was a crazy time. I'm really feel very lucky that I was able to be part of that scene and the LA scene in Los Angeles, discovering bands like Wasp and Rat and Quiet Riot and being part of the times of performing with some of these bands and getting onto the same kind of wavelength with them. And it was just a lot of fun and, playing places like the Troubadour and the Whiskey and the Country Club, which is also an awesome venue in the San
Right.
Fernando Valley. And just kind of going through that was pretty exciting. So, yeah, I feel very lucky that I was part of that. And I love the 70s. I mean, the 80s are great, and that was when I started playing music, but my favorite bands certainly come from the 70s. And it's just all that was very inspiring. So I use that, for in terms of writing songs and some of the obviously there's a whole nostalgia thing that's still happening. And I mean, hell, the 2000s are nostalgic for a lot of people right now at this point. So 70s is way nostalgic. But yeah, I think sometimes when it comes to writing, I always reflect back on a lot of those groups and how they wrote songs and the things they did that inspired me. So, but I listen to lots of new music as well. It's important to love and listen to a lot of new artists as well, because I don't want to just be some fuddy-duddy and go, oh, dude, the 70s, that's all it was, the best 70s and nothing's better.
You
And
gotta let your mind expand some,
oh,
so.
you've got to. I'm like I said, I love all music, and I want to get inspired by modern bands as well. So I just love music. It's great. And I'm very lucky that I'm able to go out in there and make records and go on tour and play songs that I help write. I'm pretty lucky. Even if I haven't made bazillion dollars, it's still pretty rewarding life.
You can't complain. I've been a
I do
fan
complain
since
a little.
I've been a
We all
fan since
do,
the
right?
80s. So I used to go and buy the Hit Parader magazines and the Metal Edge
Awesome.
magazines and follow on about all the bands back in the day. So it was
Yeah,
really
those are great
cool.
times. In my garage, I have tons of magazines that I've kept in bins and stuff that it's something that I have a lot of memories of Circus magazine and Cream magazine and all these cool, obviously Kerrang, things like that and out of Britain. So yeah, it just all of it is really cool, big part of my life.
Awesome. If you ever got a chance to open up for a band, who would you want to open up for? Is some band that you've
Well, we never opened for Maiden, which would be cool, of course. We opened one show in our history. Armored Saint did for Priest. That was in Kalamazoo, Michigan, of all places, which is pretty funny. So that would be cool to be able to go do a tour with them. We are touring Armored Saints, actually going to do some dates with Michael Schenker in like a week here. So that's going to be really awesome because we were huge fans of UFO. We actually toured with Michael Schenker. It was actually Macaulay Schenker in the 80s, and that was really cool. We've done some dates with UFO as well in the last couple few years, and that was awesome because, like I said, Phil Mogg is a big influence on me as a singer. That would have been great to tour with Thin Lizzy, obviously back in the day. That was a band that I just loved and still think is one of the most underrated hard rock bands of all time. So that would be fun to do some dates with Anthrax, actually. Armored Saint and Anthrax would be
That
really
would be wicked. I'm actually going to see Judas Priest and Alice Cooper next Monday, so I'm excited
cool.
for
Oh,
that.
cool. Yeah. We did some dates with Alice Cooper back in the 80s in the Raising Fear tour, and that was really cool. And Alice is amazing. Billion Dollar Baby is still one of my favorite records, so
No.
be awesome.
Yeah, I love Alice. So, what do you like to do in your spare time? Do you have any hobbies?
Well, I like to my son plays hockey, so I enjoy going watching his hockey games. I've been all over the US and Canada the last few years, well, last like 10 years, just traveling and watching him play, which is really fun. He's 18 now, so he's still playing another
Nice.
year of hockey, playing for the Junior Kings, which is cool. We have a home in Big Bear, which is the mountains about a couple hours away from LA. So we like to go up there and snowboard and mountain bike. It's a lot of
Nice.
fun. Just hang out with my family and do things and go to bars and cool restaurants. I like to work out, and I still play basketball once a week when I can and when I'm in town, pick up ball, which I love to do. Just walk my dog. It's a lot of fun. Anything that's read, of course. I like to read the newspaper, read books, magazines. I'm still old schooler with the newspaper, and I love the aesthetics of reading a paper and holding it. I like to stay current on what's happening in the world, although it's not always a good thing, but you gotta know. So yeah, just anything that's inspiring in any capacity, I'm down.
Speaking of hockey, who's your favorite team? Because mine's the Maple Leafs, and
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
I'm a huge hockey
Please.
fan,
I like the
so.
Leafs, actually. I'm always rooting for the Leafs because I know that it's tough to play in Toronto, from what I hear, for a lot of NHL players, because it's a lot of pressure.
It is.
A lot of people are from obviously Ontario and stuff. So, well, I'm a fan of the Kings because I live in LA, and they've been a great team over the last like 20 years, and for the most part, they won a couple cups, which is really awesome. And it's going to be
Did you happen to see when Gretzky was there at all? Did
I
you?
did go to games when Gretzky
Oh,
was here last
nice.
year. Brian Slagle was nice enough to take me because he was from Metal Blade Records. He is a enormous hockey fan, probably the biggest hockey fan I ever met. And he used to have season tickets at the Forum when Gretzky was there. So he would take me and some other guys to go watch games. And it was pretty awesome. A lot of battles with Calgary and Edmonton back in the day because they were the
Awesome.
rival. So it was cool. It was at the Forum, which is the original place where they played, and still a lot of concerts there. And I saw a lot of concerts at the Forum, which is awesome. And then we had season tickets in 14 when the Kings won the Stanley Cup. So that was pretty incredible. A lot of them
That's awesome.
super expensive because the games keep coming up and you're happy they're continuing to play, but you got to keep paying for them. So, but that was an amazing run by the Kings. And I'm hoping they have a good year this year, especially for Kopitar's his final year. He's an awesome player and arguably the most successful King player. I mean, I know there's Gretzky, but Kopitar has always been a King and played his whole career here, and it's just awesome. So hopefully they have a good year this year. Be cool
Yeah,
to see the Kings and
hopefully.
Leafs in
Yeah,
the
I was just going to
Stanley
say, maybe
Cup.
we'll see a Stanley Cup final between the two of them.
That would be
That'd be
awesome.
awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
So last thing, we're going to just talk about Armor Saint. So you say you have a new album coming out in April of the next year. Is that what
Yeah,
I'm
that's
hearing?
correct. Yeah.
Do you have a title for it yet, or is
Well,
what's
we do. I can't reveal it quite yet, but it'll come out here very soon. We're in the mixing phase. We're mixing with Jay Rustin, who's an awesome engineer and producer, and he's mixed the last couple of Saint records, Punching the Sky and When Hands Down, and he just does a spectacular job. And he's doing great on this record so far. And it's cool. It's a continuation of where Armored Saint was. It's a little different. I think, it's I don't know, it just feels a little different than the last couple records, but it definitely builds on that. A lot of great songs. It shows off a lot of our versatility, I think, as a band, which I think we really are a kind of a diverse band, even though maybe we don't get enough credit for that. Songwriting is killer, and it sounds like a modern record that comes out in 26, but it obviously stays within the roots of the band and our style, which is hard rock, bluesy, heavy metal band, and it's powerful. Sounds great. I think it's awesome. So I look forward to people hearing it, and I'm sure we'll do a lot of dates and play some of the songs live. It'll be really fun.
Awesome. And yeah, that's amazing. I'm glad we got to talk to you today, and I appreciate you for doing this. And
No problem. When the new Saint record's about to come out, we should do another interview, and you can talk to me about those tunes.
for sure. I love Armor Saint. I love Anthrax, and I love metal. So we can't.
Cool. Wow,
That's
you got
great
the hat
talking,
trick.
sir.
All
Okay,
right.
thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you, Marv. Thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend.
You too. Goodbye.
All right.